Edith Lane's life has taken an unexpected turn. At 32, having spent 6 years caring for her ill mother, she finds herself in Compiègne, France, not the glamorous Paris she had dreamed of. Standing in a train station bathroom, wiping away tears, she gives herself a pep talk. "So, I won't be living a glamorous life in Paris, but this Compiègne place can't be that far, and who knows, maybe it's the most picturesque part of France." This moment of vulnerability and hope perfectly captures the spirit that will carry her through the transformations ahead. The mysterious bakery on Rue de Paris welcomes her with peacock blue and gold floor tiles, an ornate Art Nouveau mirror slightly tarnished at the edges, and the frosty demeanor of her new employer, Madame Moreau. Despite her inadequate French and the bakery's mysterious rules, particularly the strict prohibition against entering the basement, Edith perseveres. She begins recording observations in her leather-bound notebook. "Grumpy baker, do not disturb before 6 a.m. and customers prefer pointing to speaking English." Each small victory, successfully completing a transaction, learning a new French phrase, mastering the ancient cash register, becomes a stepping stone toward belonging in this new world. Some ghosts guide rather than frighten. For Edith, it's grief over her mother. For Madame Moreau, it's Pierre's ghost baking bread nightly in the basement. For Hugo, it's his brother Stefan's death and his family's World War II betrayal. When Edith first sees the spectral baker through a floor grate, she's terrified. Yet she learns that Pierre saved Madame Moreau, then young Genevieve, and her Roma mother Mirella from Nazi persecution. At the train station, Pierre claimed these strangers as family, an act of courage that echoed through generations. This historical backdrop enriches the story, showing how places hold memories and choices reverberate beyond our lives. When Hugo discovers his great-great-uncle betrayed Madame Moreau's family to the Nazis, his efforts to make amends become both a romantic gesture toward Edith and a healing of historical wounds. The bakery becomes a space where past and present coexist, where trauma can be acknowledged and transcended. Just one bite of a croissant might bring luck, unlock a precious memory, or reveal hidden longings. This isn't mere marketing. It's the novel's central truth about food's power to connect us to our deepest selves. When Edith discovers Pierre's recipe book and makes his hot chocolate, she experiences transformation. The resulting drink was rich and velvety, unlocking forgotten memories of Christmas with my mother, reconnecting her with what she's lost. The vanilla beans from Madagascar serve as the perfect metaphor for this transformative power. Pierre experienced a profound sensory awakening, revealing his true feelings, while Hugo's encounter with Edith's vanilla-infused hot chocolate helps him remember a time when life was about more than business. Saving the bakery from corporate development becomes a fight to preserve a way of life where food is made with care, recipes carry generations of emotion, and sharing meals creates community. When she stopped pressuring herself to be someone else, she found her authentic voice. This revelation comes to Edith during the bakery's jazz night. Having abandoned singing for practical reasons, she discovers that authenticity requires vulnerability. Characters throughout struggle between their true selves and societal expectations. Hugo pursues family property development despite his passion for photography. Madame Moreau's stern exterior masks her capacity for love. Edith lives primarily for others rather than pursuing her own desires. Language serves as a metaphor for authenticity. Edith's French struggles parallel her journey toward self-expression, from initially pointing at pastries to eventually speaking confidently. By the novel's end, she can both sing publicly and advocate for her beliefs. Pierre Moreau's decision to live openly as a gay man in 1940s France was risky, yet his honesty with Mirella created their unconventional family. The novel suggests authenticity isn't merely personal fulfillment, it's the foundation for genuine connection. Great things start with small beginnings. This thought, which Edith has while arranging her mother's teacups, captures one of the novel's most powerful messages. The courage to begin again is the foundation of transformation. Each character confronts starting over. Edith leaves Dublin after her mother's death. Hugo must reimagine his future beyond his family business. Madame Moreau created a new identity after losing her mother to concentration camps. Even Manu, the teenage delivery boy, represents the next generation carrying the bakery's legacy forward. These new beginnings require vulnerability. Edith opens herself to friendship through Nicole's jazz club invitation. Hugo chooses truth by revealing his family's connection to the Moreaus. Madame Moreau shares her wartime experiences. These moments of openness create possibilities for connection. The novel acknowledges the challenges of new beginnings. Edith faces loneliness, language barriers, and cultural confusion, yet these difficulties make her transformation meaningful. By the epilogue, when the bakery becomes once again a place of nourishment, belonging, and a certain je ne sais quoi, we understand this renewal required confronting painful truths and releasing old patterns. This novel celebrates love in its many forms, between Edith and Hugo, Pierre and his bakery, Madame Moreau and her adoptive father, and between all characters and their true callings. Edith and Hugo's romance deepens through conflict, particularly when she discovers he works for the company trying to buy the bakery. Their relationship pushes both to improve. Hugo must confront his family's wrongdoing and his role in profit-driven business, while Edith must overcome her fear of vulnerability and tendency to neglect her dreams. The novel also explores chosen family. Pierre and Genevieve's father-daughter relationship formed during wartime exemplifies this beautifully. Madame Moreau's devotion to Manu after her daughter's death demonstrates the healing power of intergenerational bonds. Vocational love shines throughout. Pierre poured his heart into baking instead of pursuing love, making his work an expression of his deepest self. Similarly, when Hugo pursues photography and Edith rediscovers singing, they choose passion over expectations. I realize I hadn't found the right bakery in Paris. The bakery en route to Paris had found me. With this insight, Edith acknowledges the novel's profound theme: belonging finds us when we open ourselves to its possibility. Characters struggle with where they belong. The novel suggests belonging isn't about location, but connection to people, purpose, and one's authentic self. Edith creates belonging through baking, jazz, and finding her rhythm, while Hugo chooses community over status by investing in Compiègne. The bakery becomes a hub where different social worlds intersect. Johnny's Django Reinhardt tributes unite diverse individuals, while Hugo's adjacent social enterprise restaurant extends this community building through job training and affordable meals. In our world of displacement, finding belonging in unexpected places offers profound comfort. Like vanilla beans giving pastries their magic, what makes a place feel like home is how love, memory, and connection transform ordinary moments into something extraordinary. Sometimes where we truly belong isn't where we intended to go, but where our journey unexpectedly leads us.